Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down tonight.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for hanging out with me for 16 years, continuing to celebrate our milestone. Hope you do that too. When your anniversaries or whatever happens comes up, please let people know about it. They like seeing you being successful. Cam Fine is our guest. He's the president and CEO of Independent Community Bankers of America. ICBA.org is the website. I encourage you to check that out and find out more about what independent community bankers can do for you, and why I call my independent community banker my business's best friend, Cam. And as you've heard me say, and as I've said many times on the show, if it weren't for my independent community bank, I would not be celebrating 16 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. It would not have happened without their support.
Well, you know, community banks are small business lenders nationwide. Even though community banks make up only about 20% of the nation's assets and banking assets, and the handful of mega banks control about 80%, if you look at small business lending, community banks make up about 60% of all small business loans, even though they only hold about 20% of the banking assets. So they are the small business lenders, and there are a lot of businesses that could say the same thing as you're saying, Jim, because they're local community
by
banks.
By the millions.
Yes.
I know what? I know their names. I know where they live, and I know what their children's names are. Many of them, myself. Cam, something happened this last week, that I kind of got a little bit of a positive feeling about. And I hope I didn't get overexcited, but I heard a good bit of Janet Yellen's speech. Janet Yellen, folks, is the chairman, Fed chairman nominee, probably will be confirmed. She's got great credentials. She's been there before. My friend Bob McTeer, former member of the FOMC, he likes her, so that's good enough for me. But I heard her talking about Cam in her presentation to the congressional committee
to the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so she talked about independent banks. She talked about small banks. She talked about the need to differentiate. I heard her talk about the impact that the Fed policies were having on families. She actually used the word families. I was heartened by those sentiments. What do you think?
We were very encouraged, Jim. In fact, her exact words in testimony were, quote, "In writing new rules, the Fed should continue to limit the regulatory burden for community banks and smaller institutions, taking into account their distinct role and contributions." She said those words publicly.
Yeah. I'm glad you have them exact, because I just remembered the sentiment, and that made me happy.
It made me very happy.
How do we get those words on paper and enforce?
Well, ICBA will continue pushing our advocacy of those words and reminding them that they need to ease the burdens. I think the Fed could be a big help to the community banks because they're a powerhouse.
Yep.
And one of the nice things about Janet Yellen is that she was president of the District Bank in San Francisco.
Right.
And so she was the Fed president for the district in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and she had to deal with community banks every day. So it's real world. She was on the ground. She understands what our business model is.
No offense to Mr. Bernanke or Mr. Greenspan, but neither one of them had that background.
That's correct. Neither one had served as district president.
Out on Main
Street.
If you're president of a Fed bank, you're on Main Street.
Absolutely. You're making speeches to community bankers almost every week. You're among those banks. You're dealing with those bankers in meetings every day.
So and members of your board are small business owners.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Her board in San Francisco, part of her board was made up of local businessmen and women, several of them small businesses. So she's very familiar with our culture.
What influence does she have on the consumer protection law and on FDIC and the different regulators? What influence can she have with those guys?
The Fed, nearly all the rules that come out are joint rules amongst the regulators. And so she can exert a great deal of influence on what those final rules look like. So we're very encouraged by that.
Will you have an audience with her? Can you?
Yes.
Will you be able to go and talk to her and inform her? I mean, if she has the inclination and the aptitude, the knowledge of what needs to be done to help Main Street banks and their customers, will she be available?
Oh, there's no question about that, Jim. She already has been. I've talked with her on a couple of occasions in the last, say, 5 weeks.
Good.
And, you know, she's one of these people. She's very down to earth. She's one of these people, when they say their door is open, she really means it.
Right.
That if I call over there and ask to get a meeting, I'll get a meeting in fairly short order.
Wow.
And I can sit down and talk with her. So she's very open and accessible.
You're making me very happy to hear this. And folks,
I
ladies and gentlemen,
whether
you know it or not, what you just heard, if you're a small business owner out on Main Street America, what you just heard is potentially very, very good news. And we could use some of that, couldn't we? Quick break, right back with Cam Fine after these messages. He's with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.